Christians are protesting blasphemy laws in Pakistan. Hope in Christ is keeping Haiti from exploding into chaos, and baseball will lead kids to Christ in nearby Dominican Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Pakistan continue to be in shock following last week's murder of two brothers. Rashid and Sajid Emanuel were falsely accused of blaspheming Muhammad. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians began protesting blasphemy laws used to falsely imprison Christians.
They're saying as long as these blasphemy laws are on the books, we are at risk because any Muslim can point to us and say, hey, I heard him say something about Muhammad. They're locked up in jail. They lose literally years of their lives.
While persecution is strengthening the church, Nettleton's asking Christians to pray.
There's a natural tendency to sort of silence yourself, and we need to pray against that, and we need to pray for the Christians there to continue to be bold witnesses for Christ, in spite of the fact that that could put them in the crosshairs of a blasphemy charge.
A 30-days Muslim prayer guide can help you pray. Get one at our website. Next, the International Monetary Fund is canceling Haiti's multi-million dollar debt and giving them more funds for reconstruction as the country tries to right itself. Now, back in February, Philip Hudson for Cure International joined the relief efforts.
It's overwhelming. Every way that you turn, the needs are so great that there's never enough hours in the day or enough days in the week.
Temporary housing is cropping up, but not before landlords close tent cities.
It's easy to be mad at the landowners that don't want people there, but many of them, their only way of survival is through this rental property.
Fortunately, one disaster relief agency is negotiating with the parties involved to resolve this crisis.
So it seems really slow, but it's actually moving, getting better all the time.
And Cure International needs help as they provide medical aid, counseling, and spiritual support. Hudson says,
the only thing keeping the country from exploding is the hope that people have in Christ and the hope that provides for the future.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Exciting things are taking place at Avant Ministries. As President Jack Elwood says, there's no shortage of people willing to serve the Lord full-time overseas.
We just finished a two-week course for our new candidates called our Candidate Orientation Program, in which we had 20 new missionaries go through training in preparation for deploying to the field.
Many of the missionaries trained through this program become part of Avant's church-based teams.
If a church has a vision to plant churches globally, we partner with churches here in North America to help them plant internationally through what we call our joint venture program.
With this, they're finding a greater sense of unity among the teams.
When we can send from a single church where people know each other, they're greatly supported by the people in the church, there's a sense of just connection that comes.
The only thing these missionaries now lack is prayer and financial support to be deployed in the field. You can help with this at our website. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball slugger Albert Pujols and Compassion International are working together to brighten a child's life and provide a little excitement, too. This week, about 150 kids from Bate Alamon received new baseball equipment for their first-ever organized Little League program, a first for them. Compassion is using it to help keep Compassion kids in their program. For Pujols, it's about leading kids to Christ. Pray God uses Little League to do just that. And what do sunflower oil, bees, and carpentry have to do with one another? Well, they're all projects in Rukwa Valley, Tanzania. There, Grace Ministries International missionaries use these services to not only help nationals establish careers at the Kapenta Vocational School, but also share Christ's love through word and deed. Currently, they hope to make their development center self-sustaining through their carpentry and welding services. At our website, partner with GMI as they transform the region. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. Get them both by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.